with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, March 5th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association State Boys Basketball Tournament got started with Class 1A and 2A quarterfinals at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Let's check out the results on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Starting first in Class 1A State Quarterfinals, North Lynn in the state tournament for the 8th consecutive season defeated 8-seeded Woodbine 75-59. Winfield Mount Union, 5th ranked in the state, defeated 7th ranked Linville Sully 54-37. Was 3rd ranked Marquette Catholic over Gladbrook Rhinebeck 45-36. And the matchup of two teams out of our area sub-states, it was Lake Mills defeating North Union, a couple of top of Iowa Conference rivals. Final score 58-50. Go to the Class 2A state quarterfinals now, where top-seeded Western Christian had no problem with the Regals of Iowa City Regina, the Wolfpack a winner, 56-34, and Trainer won a higher-scoring matchup with West Burlington, 73-63. We'll run down the schedule of the boys' state basketball tournament for today, coming up in just a little bit. But first, let's pass along the Western Valley Conference All-Conference girls and boys basketball teams for the 2023-2024 basketball season. We'll start on the girls' side, where Kingsley Pearson River Valley had one first-team all-conference selection, and she was a unanimous one, understandably so. That would be Sydney Duskett, who led the Western Valley Conference in scoring. She also led it, or finished second in it, in steals, and was third in assists this season. Sydney Duskett did just about everything for Kingsley Pearson River Valley, pretty much leading the Panthers in every statistical category, and she earns a unanimous first-team All-Western Valley Conference selection for a Panther squad that finished second in the Western Valley Conference this season. Also on the first team are MVAOCOU's McKinley Yockey and Trista Ohlmeyer, Ridgeview's Madison Stowater, West Monona's Casey Miller, and a trio of Westwood Rebels, Addie Johnson, Ashlyn Davis, and Brenna Johnson. KPRV wasn't done on the all-conference honors in the Western Valley Conference. Maya Dossel, junior, earning second-team all-conference honors for KPRV this season. You can check out the entire listing of Western Valley Conference all-conference girls basketball teams by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com. And we continue from the girls' side to the boys' side, where the regular season champions of the Western Valley Conference, the Kingsley Pearson River Valley boys, they earn two first-team all-conference selections out of the Western Valley Conference all-conference teams. They include the two of the top five scorers in the conference this season. Bo Goodwin, future Iowa State Cyclone in football, he finished second in the conference in scoring. And Landon Howe, sophomore, he finished fourth in the conference in scoring. Both of them get first-team all-conference selections. Goodwin was a unanimous first-team selection. Landon Howe was also third in the Western Valley in assists this year. Bo Goodwin was third in rebounds. And both of them, again, put up some really good scoring numbers, both hitting a decent amount of outside shots, finishing third and fourth in three-pointers made this season. Other first-team honors in the Western Valley Conference include Lawton Bronson's Braden Heiss and Gage Semple, OABCIG's Bryson Kohler, Ridgeview's Carter Todd, Westwood's Brody Munchrath, Westwood's Kyron Flowers, and Woodbury Central's Joe DeStigter. KPRV had another all-conference honor on the second team. That would be sophomore Easton Nissen. The Panthers went 7-1 in the Western Valley Conference this year, winning the regular season title. Lawton Bronson, of course, won the tournament title over KPRV in the Western Valley Conference this year. Again, both all-conference teams in the Western Valley, girls and boys basketball. You can check those out on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on local sports news. We go now to the sports schedule for today, where the quarterfinal round continues in high school boys basketball at the state tournament. Class 2A action sees Grundy Center take on Hudson in a quarterfinal. Unity Christian in a state tournament for the first time since 2005. They'll take on the Underwood Eagles. In Class 3A, it's Williamsburg matching up with Decorah. Ballard takes on Davenport Assumption. Another area team, the winner of Lamar's is sub-state this year, MOC Floyd Valley back at state. They'll take on Bondurant Farrar today. And Pella matches up with Waverly Shell Rock. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.